Here's what's going on in the news for this Friday. It's the 27th day of August for 2021. Let's start off with the Caldor fire. The fire still 12% contained. Fire has now burned some 443,951 acres. The evacuation warnings for Amador County still remain in effect. The fire burned on the northeast side throughout the day yesterday along Highway 50 and the community of Strawberry. Low humidity was one of the main drivers of the fire yesterday, but the relative humidity recovery and winds subsiding in the early afternoon and through the evening helped crews throughout the night last night with various firing operations to improve and strengthen the various control lines. Elsewhere, let's look at the Arola fire this morning. The Arola fire is now 35% contained. And as of 8 o'clock last night, all evacuation orders for the Arola fire were downgraded to evacuation warnings. The Arola fire is now currently about 700 acres. As of 8 o'clock last night, Parrott's Ferry Road from Highway 4 to the South County line also was reopened, and PG&E began to re-energize the lines in the Parrott's Ferry area as well yesterday. Now, also, we had another fire burning yesterday, and this one was going by the name of the Washington Incident and actually started Golf Links Road near Highway 108 over outside of Sonora. Now, that fire is 10% contained at 81 acres, and firefighters are continuing to construct and strengthen direct fire lines around this. Now, again, they have not been able to do any structure damage assessment. This fire did call for the evacuation of some parts of Sonora yesterday, also road closures and the cancellation of classes yesterday at Columbia College. We're not sure if they will affect classes today or not. We haven't heard. So if you attend school at Columbia College, you should go ahead and check. Again, that's the Washington Incident burning in Tuolumne County.
Well, will including the city of Plymouth in the sphere of influence of the Amador Fire Protection District be a simple act of bureaucratic necessity or an uncalled for encroachment on the city that threatens to strip it of control of its own affairs? Opinions vary. Now, the question featured at the meeting of the Plymouth City Council last night. The council received a report from Amador LAFCO executive Roseanne Chamberlain on the pending action by LAFCO to set the boundaries and sphere of influence of the Amador Fire Protection District. A sphere of influence is a planning boundary outside of the agency's legal boundaries, such as city limit line, that designates the agency's probable future boundary and service area. According to Chamberlain, the city of Plymouth will be included in AFPD's sphere of influence due to the city's contracting with the fire district for its fire protection services. But Plymouth City Council member Valerie Kleinfelter objected to the inclusion, saying it was unneeded and could lead to the fire protection district annexing the city. Kleinfelter went on to say this would take away the city's control of its own fire department. Well, Chamberlain answered to that, inclusion in the sphere did not obligate Plymouth to stay with AFPD for fire protection. Now, according to Chamberlain, the city could change who it contracted with or reform its own department, and LAFCO would adjust boundaries to reflect changes. Kleinfelter insisted inclusion in the sphere would have negative repercussions for the city. The matter will be taken up again in 2 weeks by the City Council, then before the LAFCO Commission, September 16th.
And the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors have voted to increase the rates AWA charges for the wholesale of water over the next 5 years at their meeting yesterday. Currently, AWA provides wholesale water to the cities of Jackson and Plymouth, as well as community service districts in Pine Grove, Drytown, and Mace Meadows. The increase will initially be 30%, with a 20% increase in fiscal year 2023, 10% increases for 2024 and 2025, and finally a 5% increase in 2026. These increases are equivalent to those passed by the AWA board last month on retail water customers that the water district services directly. The board had first discussed the rate increase last Friday in a special meeting, but continued the issue to its regular meeting this week to address some technical challenges to the rate study used by the water agency to justify those rates. This review did produce one change in how water service to Mule Creek State Prison was calculated, resulting in a small decrease in the rates, amounting to a 0.3% cut. The board also delayed the implementation of the rate increase from November 9th to December 1st at the urging of the City of Plymouth, giving the affected jurisdictions more time to increase their own rates to cover the increased costs. Now, the final vote was 3-1 in favor of the increase, with Paul Molinelli Jr. the only no vote, and Gary Thomas, Rich Farrington, and Randy Livingston all voting yes. Molinelli said he supported the rate increase, but wanted a longer delay in its implementation. Board President Susan Peters, who also works for the City of Jackson as city planner, recused herself from the discussion and vote to avoid a potential conflict of interest.
Well, with the gubernatorial recall election just a little more than 2 weeks off, all Amador County residents should have already received their mail-in ballot. Amador County Clerk Recorder and Head of Elections Kim Grady reminds county residents, like in the general election last November, all ballots in this election will be mail-in, can be mailed from any mailbox. Grady says if you have not yet received your ballot or there's an issue, contact the election department immediately. Now, in addition to mailing in a ballot, voters can drop it off in person at the County Administration Center on Court Street, Jackson. Now, ballot drop-off locations are now open throughout the county in Ione, Pine Grove, Pioneer, Plymouth, and Volcano. Check with the election office for details on addresses and hours of operation. Now, Grady added that ballots must be either turned in or postmarked by Election Day, September 14th, to count, and you have until August 30th to register to vote. The recall ballot will have two parts. The first part of the ballot, a simple yes or no question: should Governor Newsom be recalled from office? Now, the second part asks the voter to select which candidate they wish to take office if Newsom is removed. Voters do not have to vote on both questions for their vote to count. For example, a voter could just vote on the recall question without selecting a replacement. Now, some folks have been confused calling in to the studios and asking us about this. Basically, if you vote for the recall, you will vote for who you want to replace Newsom. Now, if you want Newsom to stay in office, you vote against it, you still have the option to choose which candidate you would want in if, indeed, he is voted out of office. So vote on both.
Well, due to the recent surge of COVID-19 cases in Calaveras County, the Board of Supervisors has once again implemented safety protocols. The supervisors will hold its next regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday, September 14th, and at that time, the board and county employees will be following CDC and CDPH guidance by wearing face coverings and social distancing during the meeting. Members of the public who would like to attend the meeting in person are welcome to do so, so long as they do the same. Alternatively, if you would prefer to attend or participate in the meeting remotely, a Zoom link will be provided on the meeting agenda. For more info, contact the County Administrative Office at 754-6025.
And tonight, the Amador Arts TGIF Music in the Park series moves to the Plymouth Park on Main Street, welcoming the Route 88 Band from 6 to 8. Bring your picnic chairs and smiles to this free community event. Now, volunteers are still needed for the summer concert series. Contact Amador Arts today if you're interested in volunteering. Now, remember, all attendees assume all risks associated with potential exposure to viruses, including COVID-19. Do not attend if you don't feel well. Please respect personal choices to mask and keep distance. For info on future concerts, amateurarts.org.
And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.